night crawlers. I don't know, on the way out to Clark Hill, see little stores along the front, and they call them night crawlers. Now, what a night crawler is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's an insect or a worm. Mm-hmm. But fishing bait. Cut bait or go fishing. What kind of bait was that? Of course, little chunks of meat used for bait. I mean, especially cut bait or go fishing. You got to do one or the other. Just sit in the boat.
Yeah.
But what bait that was, you know. Father's a fisherman. What
no,
do you
but
use?
They still use one because Neil, don't you know, planted a lot over there in the backyard when he was living in the cottage.
Yes.
And he said he was putting them under my leaf pile.
Those angle worms.
Angle worms. Yeah. That suits me all right because they're good for the soil. They go down.
Yeah, they aerate the soil. Oh, we find angle worms all around right now. Yeah, it's essential to get the soil aerated.
Yeah. Did you ever hear them call anything else?
Angle worm. Earthworm.
Earthworm.
Mm-hmm. In fact, earthworm is part of the reason why frequently angleworm. I think angleworm came in late in life as a child. We call them earthworms.
Did you ever hear them called redworms? Never? No. What about the little things that usually live in marshes or in swampy areas that go that croak? I always hear them at night. If you live near a creek, they always go croak in the night.
Frogs?
Frogs. Are there different kinds?
Oh, yeah, there's bullfrog, toad frog, tree frog, and probably others. I guess the bullfrog is a he. The bullfrog that makes the noise, grum, grum. Was that the male? I don't know. Call him a bull. What's the other frog? Cow frog? I don't know. I thought the bullfrog was generally the name of a frog which is large, is distinguished from the little bit of tree frog. Makes a terrible lot of noise. So small. And the toad frog, which is not aquatic.
What about the little green ones in the springtime?
Green frog. Tree frog. Yeah. I think that's a tree frog.
Okay. And then hard shell kind of thing that lives near a stream, you know, pulls its head in if you touch its back, pull its head in and its legs in.
Turtles.
Oh, turtles.
Yeah.
Turtle or terrapin. They call it turtles, though, or gophers. The blacks call them gophers. They had nothing to do with the prairie dog, of course. Why they call them gophers, I don't know. I remember we used to play golf at Caddy's. He has a gopher hole over here. But I don't see how a gopher, I think a prairie dog or a turtle could have gotten in, but they're called gophers. Hmm. Didn't you? You've heard them called gophers, haven't you?
Yes. I never was sure they were talking about
I'm not too certain either.
Excuse me.
Gopher, turtle, terrible Highland turtle, box turtle, I think they call it sometimes. But the Highland turtle, you see them around here underneath the bushes there. I think they drown if you put them in the water. I don't think they're aquatic at all. Of course, they're reptiles, but they're not. Their ancestry was aquatic.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in the Triassic period, they crawled on the edge of the lake, and the lake got dry, and those who could live, lived. Called Darwin, they put mutations for the genes. They perpetuated their life and stayed on the land. But they're exactly like a water turtle. A lot of turtles, cutters used to call them out in the country. The cutters much smaller, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there are turtles in all these lakes around here. I don't think terrapin is used outside of the kitchen. Chicken terrapin, which I don't think is terrapin at all. Terrapin soup, turtle soup. Turtle neck, which I sometimes wear, that's not a terrapin neck. I don't know whether they're interchangeable or not. Diamondback terrapin. You used to find them on old-fashioned menus. And that was a big